This is Mythical.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, we got some really exciting news. A Hot Dog is a Sandwich has officially been nominated for a Webby. Big applause! Ow! And if you want to vote for us, which I really hope you do.
Please do.
Please do. The link is in the description. Click on it. Don't even read what other podcasts are on
there. It doesn't matter. Just vote for the one with the hot dog that is a sandwich, and we want to win, so make it happen.
And even if you hate us, wouldn't it be like super ironic if you just voted for us as like a joke?
Yeah, so just do it.
Please, we really need this. Our self-esteem depends on it.
A lot of it. One time, I snuck a large pizza into a movie theater and no one said anything.
What do you think that says about you?
This is a hot dog is a sandwich. Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich. What? Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Nicole Anaiti.
And I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And today, Josh... Who doesn't love movie theater snacks?
Ugh, half the reason you go to the movie theater is for the snacks.
I, like, don't agree.
No, actually, wait, hold on. I don't either. I just said that because that's something that people say.
Yeah, no.
I'm not a big snacker inside movie theaters, are you?
Me either, no. But whenever it happens, oh, it happens. Like, big time, big time. Yeah.
What is your go-to movie theater snack strategy? Do you go in with a game plan or it's just whatever spirit tells you to do that day, you do it?
What happens is I go with people.
Yeah,
and
the people
that I go with influence whatever I eat at the movie theater.
You say that you mold your personality to fit whatever group you're in.
Correct.
Yeah, I feel
I'm a
that.
Gemini. But yeah, no, what? It's...
I've been pretending to know what astrological signs
no
mean.
No way. There's no way that you pretend to know.
Gemini is the only thing that I know because that means twins, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, but all the other ones, people are like, ugh, such a Pisces thing. I'm like, yeah, that means fish, I believe.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It means that you're like very emotional. You're like, you know.
You're talking about Gemini or Pisces?
Pisces.
Okay.
Like you're very emotional. You're very like aware. You're sensitive. You have like high awareness of those around you and you're really cool.
Okay, so
I could say that for literally any sign.
I'm a Taurus. I'm an earth sign. That means I'm very grounded. I'm into creature comforts, you know, but I'm also hard-headed and stubborn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
and so that means when I go to movie theaters, all I do is drink about 128 ounces of Diet Coke and then I have to pee 4 times during Spider-Man No Way Home and I have no idea what happened.
No, but really, it's like eating and drinking at a movie is so distracting.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't do it.
Yeah, I don't do it. I do it. I do it more often now because the only time I go to the movie theater is with my niece or nephew. So, like, I'm with kids, and you know what they like. They want ices, they want popcorn, they want candy, they want everything. So
it's exciting. Things were exciting when you were a child.
Yeah.
And now as an adult, everything's just the same shade of gray.
Pretty much. No, I just try to make the kids, you know, have a good experience. I'm like, okay, you guys can pick your own ices. Like, you guys can, like, push however much you want or how little you want. And like, oh, like, I'm going to show you guys something cool. You could put your chocolate in the popcorn and mix it, which I did with my niece and she loved. But my nephew's
what
like,
kind of chocolate do you put in the popcorn?
So we had M&M's,
okay.
But my go-to is Crunch, Bunch of Crunch.
Bunch of Crunch.
Yes. Or Goobers.
Okay, the benefit to throwing Bunch of Crunch into hot popcorn is that the whatever Nestle's chocolate is, it's
melts.
Cut with so many, you know, I don't know, hydrogenated oils and chemicals that it'll just like melt at the drop of a hat. And so you're getting the meltage on it. But the M&M's to me don't make a ton of sense because the candy coating, which I believe is made from beetles.
Like lacquer. Yeah,
you know,
I think so. Shellac.
I don't know if it is anymore.
I don't know anymore
but
either.
But the beetle coating, Nicole, insulates the chocolate from the heat so you don't get the meltage.
Yeah, that's why they melt in your mouth, not in your hand, like 50 Cent.
Yes, that I believe is Maggie, can we check? Is that a sexual reference
it's
in 50
yes,
Cent song?
Yes, of course it is.
It is? Okay, that makes sense.
Of course. Duh. No, but yeah, so whenever it comes to teaching them about the art of eating at a movie theater, they do whatever they want. You know, I'm like, I'm the cool aunt. So I allow them to get whatever their heart desires. I'm like, get it.
Yeah.
Yes. No matter, you want to do Twizzlers and you want to do like popcorn? No problem. Like, I'm like, oh, you want to see what you can do with the Twizzler? You can make a straw out of it. And they're like, like, ah! Like, they love it.
So you know how you hate the no plastic straw thing? Nicole yeah. is big on murdering turtles.
I don't mind plastic straws. You think my consumption of plastic straws is going to ruin the world? There's no way in hell me and my plastic straw enjoyment is going to ruin the world. You know what's going to rule the world? BP oil spills. Oil spills ruin the world.
Go suck up the oil spills with a straw,
it's
Nicole.
It's so dumb. It's okay, whatever. Okay, continue.
Okay, but anywho, I was at the movies. I went to see Spider-Man No Way Home with my best friend, Deep, who is a huge Marvel fan. 90% of new movies that come out in the theaters now are Marvel movies, and I don't much care for them. I don't, like, dislike them. I don't think they're ruining cinema. I haven't seen enough of them, and it takes so much time to devote to all the storylines.
Sure.
I don't know who Thanos is.
I've never seen a Marvel movie.
I don't know
movie.
What the little rings do.
I refuse to watch a Marvel movie.
I don't know
movie.
What Benedict Cumberbatch, why he can just, like, open up portals, you know,
Is Doctor Who
Doctor Who is a wizard in Marvel. Spins like a wand and opens up portals, and then Andrew Garfield jumps through.
Did you know that Gullible's written on the top of the ceiling?
Nobody, like, it's anywho. And so I went there and I got my standard, which is just 64 ounces of Coca-Cola Freestyle.
Okay.
So my official favorite movie theater snack are the movie theaters that have the Coca-Cola Freestyle machines.
So what I can deduce from that is that you're really thirsty.
Yes, I am thirsty. I have fallen into the thirst traps of movie theaters, Nicole. And I get, you know, like a diet grape-flavored Mellow Yellow.
That's so weird.
And they had paper straws, which are the worst drinking experience of anything
ever. Gross.
Especially when I'm sipping on 128 ounces, because you get free refills, the Coca-Cola Freestyle here. You get free refills. And so I drank 64 ounces before the previews start, and then I drink 64 ounces throughout the movie. Paper straw, it's dissolved by about 9 minutes in, right?
Uh-huh, yeah, of course. It always does.
Deep had red vines, and so I bit off the end, and I used a red vine as a straw, and that is the single best movie theater snack. What do you think that says about me?
Like I said, you're really thirsty. I don't know. You're all about ingenuity. That's you, Josh. You're all about taking the old and making it new, and that's what Marvel does, you know, taking the old and making it new. So you are just the Marvel movie franchise in a human being.
Thank you.
You contain multitudes.
And I will earn billions of dollars
yeah.
And make many people very happy and Martin Scorsese very mad.
Yes.
I feel that.
Martin Scorsese, eyebrows.
What is your, like, if you were to go to the movies right now to see The Power of the Dog, your favorite movie,
literally,
and you, sorry, I've we got the Oscars fresh in the brain.
I have never disliked a movie more than Power of the Dog. I'm sorry. I know that the DP was, like, incredible, and it was a beautiful movie.
Bro, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it was a beautiful movie. Just the storyline made me want to, like, gouge my eyes out, because my husband's like, oh, let's watch a Western. And I was like, yeah, let's watch a Western. It was the opposite of a Western. I was so unhappy. But whatever. My favorite snack is a small popcorn that you pour into the container that they give nachos in.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I pour there, and then I have a side of Bunch of Crunch or some other kind of chocolate that is there. But that's my favorite.
Why do you pour the popcorn out of the bag?
Ease of eating.
But I feel like part of it, so are you pouring the popcorn into the nacho container, then putting the Bunch of Crunch into the popcorn in the nacho container?
Yes, and I go shake, 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 shake.
But why not just shake it in the bag?
But the bag, they fill the bag up too high.
So. Yeah, but you got to eat out half the popcorn, and then you put the budget. But then you're eating popcorn.
I don't do that. I don't have to eat half. I already know what I'm doing by this point in my life.
I don't know why I'm trying to convince you to stop doing what you're doing.
No, it's such a good method, because it's like a box, and you pour it out. Instead of being tall, it's now wide, and it's more usable, and it's friendly. It's sharer friendly. You can share it.
I think you're a control freak. I know. Hold on.
Because I'm generous with my time, and because that's so mean of you to say it's
no,
so accurate.
That's not mean.
What the hell, man? That's so rude.
No, I'm saying that you are someone who, when you think you have figured out the solution to something, then you will exclusively do that until the day you die. You're like when you watch a grandma cut a tomato, you know, holding the paring knife with a thing, or let's say chopping onions. Then you're like, grandma, the slap chop is a better way to chop onions. Then she's like, what? I've been doing it with a tiny paring knife since 1932. I'm setting my ways. I'm going to do that till I die. Nicole, you will pour popcorn into the nacho container with a Bunch of Crunch on it until the day that you die. When we're in
Jeff
Bezos Mars Theater in 2094, and your consciousness has been uploaded to the cloud, you'll still be doing that. And I respect that about you. You are steadfast.
You.
It's not a very Gemini quality of you.
It's not. It's really not. How do you feel about people that get soft pretzels at the movie theater?
I think there's
a category.
Soft pretzels are still in the snack category, which I think is important, right? Because if you break down movie theater food, you have like candy, you have dessert treats, you have savory snacks, which would be like nachos, popcorn, soft pretzels. And then you kind of veer into meal territory.
Oh, honey, I got a meal territory story.
Tell me about your meal territory.
No, I
want to
know how you feel about soft pretzels first. It's
so
more
soft
important.
Pretzels, I do respect, right? I'm not a personal popcorn fan. I have a vendetta against popcorn.
Oh, I love popcorn.
It gets stuck in your teeth, and I don't like it. It's crunchy, and it's greasy, and I guess those are only positive attributes, so I don't know why I'm mad about it.
But it gets stuck in your teeth, huh?
It gets stuck in my teeth, and I don't like that. I have dental issues. I don't need it. And I think the substitute good for popcorn is better in almost every scenario. Nicole, imagine if those giant popcorn warmers were filled with warm Doritos.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be better?
No.
Why?
Warm Doritos sounds weird, like a hot car.
No, yeah, that's great. Oh my God, you never had a bag of Doritos at a hot car?
Yeah, I haven't. I don't like it.
What do you... Whoa. Do you put your Doritos in the freezer?
No, I put them at room temperature. Hot Doritos?
Yeah, it's like
the plastic melts all over them.
Dude, no, it's like, what is it, the BPA and the plastic? No. I'm going to keep microwaving my water bottles, thank you very much. But no, I'm saying it tastes like a Dorito that comes fresh off the factory line.
Have you had that experience before?
No, of course not.
That is so crazy.
Wait, hold on. If you and I can't use our stupid food influencer status to get... Nicole and I recently-ish judged a goat stew competition, a birria competition.
Yes, we did.
And that, to me, was the ultimate pinnacle of our food influencer status. Shout out to LA Taco and Birria Mania.
We became really good friends, me and Josh. We, like, unlocked a new level of friendship. It was
we ate, like, 3 pounds of goat meat together.
Yeah.
But I feel like one step beyond that, is to be able to get onto the Doritos factory floor.
So you want to put... Yeah, I agree with that. I'm down to that. But you want to put chips in movie theaters more?
Yeah.
Okay, are there not chips at movie theaters? Not often?
They sell bags of chips.
But you're saying...
But they want you to buy... So the reason they want you to buy so much popcorn is because popcorn has crazy high margins,
right? Of course, yeah. It's so cheap.
And it literally... Yeah. Oh, God. No. Talk about... I don't want to... Do you want me to get into the history of popcorn?
No, I don't.
No,
personally,
me neither,
do you, listeners? Comment below if you want to know if Josh wants...
The Great Depression,
no,
Nicole.
No, please,
the movie industry was a booming.
Yeah.
How do you
what
feel about soft
again?
Pretzels?
Oh, my God. So one time I went to the movies with my dad's best friend's daughter. Hi, Sarah. And she took me to the movies. I don't remember what movie we were watching, but it was so nice. She's like, oh my God, Nikki, let me take you to a movie. Also, she's like one of the few people that can call me Nikki. Not a lot of people are allowed to call me Nikki.
You said expressly that I'm not allowed to.
You cannot. No one at work is allowed to call me Nikki.
But now I want to.
No. No.
It seems
don't
so right.
Ever call me Nikki. Okay. And so we're at the
but
movies.
Nicole. I said Nicole.
Don't do it. It's gonna create a schism in our friendship. We just unlocked it. Don't make me lock it up again. So we went to the movies, and then she's like, here you go. And I said, oh my God, thanks. Soft pretzel, cool. With a little cheddar dipping sauce. I ate the whole pretzel. And then she's like, can I have some pretzel? And I'm like, oh my God, Sarah, I finished it. She goes, you finished it? And I'm like, I didn't know you were supposed to share it. She's like, Nicole, I'm so mad at you right now. But she was like 10 years older than me or something, like 7 years older than me. She's like, I'll just get another one.
Yeah, it's hard to be mad at you.
I'm like, thanks, Sarah. I'm so sorry. I'll never forget this moment. And see, now I'm talking about it on a freaking podcast like 12 years later. I've had a lot of stories where I've snuck in food into a movie theater.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about the large pizza.
Well, I have the large pizza, but every time during like holidays where like I couldn't eat, like for like Passover, for example, there's nothing to do. You don't go to school.
Yeah.
So all you do is fill your bag up with kosher for Passover snacks and just eat them in the movie theater. But they would try to confiscate them.
Would they really?
Oh my God, all the time. So what you do for people that want to sneak food into movie theaters, you get a large hobo bag, okay? And then you put the snacks underneath the hobo bag and then you put a scarf over it. And
like a little babushka?
You put scarves over it, and then you put like your keys and your wallet over it, and they can't like move your bag around like that. Like they're not allowed to.
Do they not check bags in movie theaters?
Not as much as they used to.
I have never been stopped by movie theater security personnel for sneaking in food. And
really?
I once snuck in 6 double cheeseburgers from McDonald's and a whole 6-pack of Hansen's root beer.
Where did you hide it?
I snuck in an 8-pack of mochi ice cream. Where I grew up, there was...
Where did he put it?
I put 2 cheeseburgers in each pocket and I had like 4 pockets. Like, I don't know what to tell you. And we just had like, you know, I had a small friend in a baggy sweatshirt. When we were kids, this was like... our getting away with something, right? Some
so
kids
true,
shoplifted
yeah.
a bunch of candy. Some kids illegally set off fireworks. We would just like sneak food that we bought in the movie theater and think we were
what
so cool about it. What a rush.
What a rush.
I snuck a whole rotisserie chicken in there in college, though.
What?
I wanted to get 100 grams of protein in. And I also wanted to watch, hold on, it's going to come to me, Promised Land with Matt Damon.
Very
and
funny.
John Krasinski.
Never
Great
seen
movie
it.
About fracking.
Never ever
I'll tell
saw
you
that.
What, same director as what's the, Matt Damon's a janitor. What's that one called?
Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, same director.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. Yeah, Retainer. Anyways,
what? You're saying a lot of buzzwords that I don't know. One time I went on a date with a guy and he had chicken tenders at the movie and it all fell on the floor and he was like, oh man. And then he picked them up and he still ate them.
Wait, so he ordered chicken tenders. This is a great way to get into the actual meat of what the podcast is supposed to be. This guy took you on a date to a movie theater.
Yeah.
And he ordered chicken tenders.
And potato wedges. And midway through eating them.
Wait, what did you order? Hold on. What did you order?
I didn't order anything. I just watched
it. You got chicken tenders and potato wedges while you didn't order any food.
No, no, no.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Oh, we didn't work out. I'm so sure it didn't work out. But like midway through, like kind of like Mr. Bean, it was like, whoa. And it all fell on the movie theater floor. And we all know movie theater floors are like notoriously disgusting.
Cesspools.
Right? He just goes,
hepatitis Q lives in there.
Puts it back in and continues eating. And I'm like,
wait, oh my God.
Really.
He ate the chicken strips off. If I'm horrified by that, I can't even imagine what you were going through.
Yeah, I was like, I have to go.
What was your initial thought when not when he picked it up off the hepatitis Q infested floor, but when he just ordered chicken strips and potato wedges?
I was like, I think I laughed at him. I was like, oh, you mean to tell me you're eating chicken tenders at a movie theater? And he's like, yeah, what do you mean? What's wrong with that? Not that he's from New York or anything. He was just like, yeah, what's wrong with it? You're judging me? And I'm like, a little bit. It's a little bit weird. Just eat popcorn like everyone else, weirdo.
Was he like a Mel Brooks character from 1971? What's the accent?
It's just a distinctive from my own accent. That's all.
What do you think the perfect thing to order on a date is in movie theater?
Movie theater date? I go to a lot of movie theater dates before my time with my husband.
You say you do? You did?
I did. The worst one, other than the chicken tenders, is dibs. You know, the little ice creams?
Yeah.
Yeah, the little dibs, because halfway through they melt, but you're not paying attention. So you dip your hand in to get one, and then your fingers are covered in ice cream and chocolate. And
you don't want sticky fingers on a movie theater date.
And then you're sticky, and then you're like, hey, can you go get me a napkin? And they're like, no, I'm watching the movie, so you don't ever see him again. You never see that one again.
Wait, I'm sorry. Nicole, you got a lot of romantic trauma locked up in movie theaters. Do you remember the movies that you were watching?
No, I don't remember a single movie that I ever watched with a boy, other than one.
I had my first makeout to The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
You kissed during Benjamin Button?
Yeah, dude. It was romantic. I don't know what to tell you. Also, like, nobody reversed the math to figure out how old I was when I first made out with a person, because it was, like, older than some. Anywho,
how old are you?
I was, like, 17.
That's not that. No, that's fine.
I'm not ashamed. You
shouldn't be.
I was getting nervous romantically. Look at me now. You know, I'm a sex symbol to a very weird corner of the internet.
Can I call Josh a pimp or no?
Sex trafficker. Sex trafficker is the term that we use now. That's the
Josh. You're a player, man.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah.
I was gonna say popcorn is the only shareable thing where you're both reaching your hand. You can get, you know, if things are going well on a date, you have the slight little like, oh my god, that's so funny. The shoulder brush. So I didn't mean to pantomime touching your shoulder, Nicole.
It's okay. But, I get it.
You know, same thing where it's like, okay, if you know, I reach my hand to the popcorn and she wants to reach her hand to the popcorn and gently brush my pinky, like, whoa, a little hot and heavy.
Are people that like coy still?
I don't know. I feel like everything I do is incredibly calculated. That makes me sound like a sociopath.
Well, yeah. Well, also getting to that.
Yeah, you know, let's break that down.
No. I mean, it's just there's something so like, it's just so childish about like, let's touch hands in the middle of the popcorn bag. Like, I don't get that. That doesn't do it for me.
That's not childish at all, dude. That's romantic as heck. Like, as like a fully fledged adult. I find that endearing. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm the worst.
No, I mean, everyone has their thing. It's just not mine. It's just corny.
What do you think about people who like order? Like, if that guy would have ordered a hot dog on the first date and he was just like, hey, let me suck down this hot dog.
If it has chili on it, I'm leaving.
All right, rapid fire. People who are obsessed with popcorn, what do you think that says about them?
I think if you love popcorn, you're just a neutral base. You're good. You love John Cleese.
John Cleese?
Yeah, you love like Tim Robbins. You just love like classic, you know, funny men. Kind of like that.
Yeah, you're there for the quintessential experience.
Yes, you're there to enjoy the film.
You're like, someone who gets peanuts and Cracker Jacks at a baseball game just because it's in the song.
No.
What?
Who the frick still gets peanuts and Cracker Jacks?
Bro, I get peanuts and peanuts. No. Cracker Jacks rule.
Who gets peanuts? Why would you get...
When's the last time you had Cracker Jacks? No. I'm not talking about
like
fiddle
a year
foul.
Ago. Like a year
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, and they're awesome, right?
No. Sure they're awesome. Aren't they like 25 cents or something?
No, they're like more expensive now because of inflation.
Oh.
You know?
I mean, why would you get peanuts and Cracker Jacks?
They're
when
in
you
the
can
song.
Get,
you want a quintessential
yeah,
baseball
get
experience.
Get me some hot dogs and nachos.
Nachos weren't invented, Nicole, until you want to get into the history of nachos. We can get into the history of nachos.
We did last time. I don't want to do it again. No. Okay. So popcorn, just baseline movie fan, not necessarily food fan, just like basic, simple. Yeah.
I think it means they're sheep. I think it means they're sheep and they haven't learned to question their own experiences. And no, that's not true. I do agree with you. I understand why people love popcorn. I understand that like you want something that you can only get at the movies.
Yeah.
You can make it at home, but I actually found this out recently. The popcorn they use in movie theaters mm-hmm. is different than the breed of popcorn that they use.
Yeah, the actual kernel.
Yeah, it's called like butterfly popcorn. It's
makes
fluffier,
sense.
Which is why
it's so delicious.
At-home popcorn kind of sucks, and you get a lot of unpopped kernels.
I have to tell you something.
What's that?
I have about 35 bags of popcorn at home.
No, are you a home popcorn watcher? Home popcorn. Are you a home popcorn eater?
I mean, yeah, David is. So I have become one as well. So
oh
we love
God.
To sit there and watch TV and eat. Popcorn is like our like couch potatoes snack.
That's so funny.
I know. We're popcorn people now.
I'm ice cold grapes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Josh, you have waxed poetic about these grapes.
Yeah.
Tell the people about your grape love.
Okay. So here's the thing. Popcorn, right? It's mm-hmm. filled with carbs. You're drenching it in butter. You eat like 9 million gallons of it while you're watching a movie. It's also crunchy and it's incredibly distracting to all the other viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Let me sell you, Nicole. I got a bridge to sell you. Let me sell you on this idea. You take all the popcorn out of the popcorn serving machines in
okay.
movie theaters and you just fill them to the brim with grapes and then you switch from hot to cold. And then you can go. It's still fun because it's interactive. You get to ask
sure.
for the grapes. You watch them scoop the grapes into the big old grape tub.
Uh-huh.
And then you just get to have delicious, refreshing, ice cold grapes that aren't nearly as loud while you're watching movies. It's healthy, it's fruity, it's filled with fiber.
That is a great idea.
Yeah.
Josh, let's open up a healthy movie theater concession stand.
Not healthy, just, well, because I'm also going to get a bunch of, they're called the cookie dough bites.
Oh, cookie dough bites are OG. Snow caps are also OG.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's the thing with popcorn is like it's a snack that you associate with movies in the same way that I associate snow caps and what are the cookie? Are they just called cookie dough bites?
I think so. The chocolate covered cookie dough.
Yeah,
bites?
It's literally just like flour, hydrogenated oil, and sugar covered in chocolate.
So good,
and it's great because you can't get them anywhere else. And they used to sell them at Blockbuster.
Oh, really?
Because Blockbuster would sell like the you know little movie theater snackies there.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I think Netflix should just open a Blockbuster.
Just have one.
Is Netflix owned by Redbox? I mean, is Redbox owned by Netflix?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I know Blockbuster was like offered to buy Netflix, and they're like, movies by the mail, that'll never work out. And now, you know, there's no Blockbusters left. I certainly do miss the excitement of a Blockbuster.
I know,
though.
Right? Wasn't it so fun just like going into Blockbuster and picking what you want? And now you're just on the screen, you're like, movies with, and like your favorite actor. And it's just like, how spoiled are we?
We're so spoiled. We have access to every single movie made in the entire world, and we can pick all of them. But then I think it gives you like too much choice to the point where your disappointment is now on you.
That's
this
so
happened
true.
Recently on Friday. No, it was on Saturday night. Julie and I were trying to watch a movie.
Okay.
And she was like, let's watch West Side Story, the new one. And I was like, wait a minute. What if we watched The Producers, original 1968 version, Mel Brooks' first ever film, because I'd never seen it. And it's a Broadway, you know, crossover.
Sure.
And we watched it, and like neither of us enjoyed it very much. It was funny. I love Mel Brooks, but you know, it's
outdated.
Yeah, you know. And then we're just disappointed. Now I like, you know, now ruining a Saturday night's on me. As opposed to like ruining Saturday night would have been on the market forces of what Blockbuster had.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
When the movie is ruined, is your night ruined? Because the night is so young. There's
It didn't actually ruin
it. You can talk about how much you hate it.
But like I feel like I watch so few movies because I'm so busy, you know, doing social things, working out, cooking, chores, work.
I get you.
You know, that every movie, like, it
matters.
I want
to
it to be special. And then the snacks that go along with that, I want that to be special, too.
Yeah.
Cucumbers and hummus.
Wine. Wine in a movie? My favorite.
How do you feel about people who frequent these, like, fine dining movie theaters?
Oh, I have never done it before. I have gotten a cocktail at a movie theater, and that was great.
Wait, which one? Was it like a...
I don't know, but I was drinking a Negroni watching Cats. It was incredible. it was one of my favorite moments, and I always think about it. When I went with Trevor. We had a great time.
Wait, did you think to invite me?
No. What do you mean? You're my boss. It's weird.
I don't know. It is, you know, I want to break down these boundaries. All right, rapid fire. Let's like do a little bit of psychoanalysis on what... Say if your favorite movie theater snack, Milk Duds, what do you think that says?
You like to listen to Limp Bizkit. And you have, like, long socks. Long socks.
I think you're a show-off because you want to show that you have strong teeth, stronger teeth than me because I can't eat Milk Duds because my teeth are too weak.
I'm sorry. Okay, next.
Red Vines.
What? Next.
What? Do I get a chance to respond? My best friend Deep, his favorite snack is Red Vines.
Oh,
I really love
cool.
Deep, but I don't think that, you know, we need to see eye to eye. Twizzlers. Twizzlers over Red Vines.
Two?
What? You think it's a worse choice?
I just don't like the red. I just don't need it. I don't need it, okay?
Yeah.
Just you ripping it like you're eating beef jerky, but it's made out of sugar. I just don't need it.
Hot dog.
What is wrong with you? Eat it out of State Fair.
No, I think people order hot dogs at the movie. I think there's somebody
desperation.
I think they really value comfort and fullness.
I think that they didn't plan their day right, so they're going to make everyone suffer and have the movie theater smell like hot dogs.
Oh, I love when the movie theater smells like hot dogs. That's the one thing
that
I do love about
hot
dogs. I love the perfume of a hot dog. Nachos.
All right. Like, I guess you're okay. You're a cool guy.
I think you're fun and spicy, you know? Ooh, jalapenos while watching a movie?
Oh, putting jalapenos on the side with your popcorn is a really good idea.
Do you put the jalapeno juice in your popcorn?
No, I don't juice it because I'm not a weirdo. What about icy/slurpees? How do you feel about those?
Oh, icies are, I think you're a pure hedonist.
Oh my God.
And I love an icy.
Oh my God. With my niece and nephew, I've started getting the icy too, and I'm like, oh,
I literally
so
just started
good.
Shuddering
yeah.
now, thinking about the noise that the straw makes against the plastic sheeting. It just, I'm all tingly from it, and I don't like it.
Okay, you can keep going with the rapid
fire. Someone who just gets a black coffee, because I do that. I do that a lot, too.
You drink coffee at the movie... An iced coffee at the movie theater, fine. A hot coffee at the movie
theater?
Sometimes
they only have hot coffee.
Who are you?
I used to go
Gore Vidal?
Got him.
Got him.
Classic Gore Vidal joke in 2022. No. Any ADHDers might associate with this. If it's a three-hour movie, I'm like, listen, I'm going to start fading in and out real fast. I just need stimulant to keep me up. If they just had, like, no-doze pills that they sold, I would take those, but they don't. So they have coffee. What do you think that says about me?
You need to work on your circadian rhythm, honey. That's really not right.
Yeah, I probably need a better, like, medical diagnosis rather than trying to fix it with coffee in the movie theater.
No, not going to work.
A drumstick, the ice cream cone. Like, people are getting the premium ice cream cones.
Wow, that is the smart. You're intelligent. You deserve to be on Forbes 30 under 30. It's just smart. It's smart.
Why is it smart? I think it's the opposite because you're getting things most like popcorn, right? It'll stay good. The movie, they're all like 2.5 hours.
If it takes you more than 2.5 minutes to eat an ice cream cone, what are you doing?
That's what I'm saying is like you are, if you have a giant bucket of popcorn mm-hmm. and say a giant soda pop, even a large icy, that could be something that's sustaining you and entertaining you through 45 minutes to an hour of the movie, if not longer. Mm-hmm. That ice cream's gone in 2 minutes. What did that add to your like total experience at the movie?
I don't know. You ate an ice cream. Ice cream is good. You don't need an explanation for ice cream. Ice cream is like a, it's like a thing. It's
yo,
just,
I love
it's an
dibs.
Upper.
They really hit us with ice cream nuggets and we just accepted them
dibs?
As a society.
Yeah.
I love the dibs.
They're not good for, you can have them on your own, but like sharing them is never a good idea.
Or like after you've been dating for a year, you can
yeah,
just do whatever
be
because
disgusting.
No one cares.
It doesn't matter. You're like, hey, can I borrow your shirt? And you just wipe your shirt, your hands on your shirt. Okay, can I tell you about my pizza fiasco?
Good and plenty.
Oh, okay, never mind. Should I not tell you about my pizza?
No,
fiasco?
Tell me about the pizza fiasco.
Oh, okay. So one time we were at the movies and then we were starving. Like we were mm-hmm. starving. David, me, and two other of our friends. And I'm like, okay, guys, let's do this. So I literally went to Gelson's and I'm like, we're going to split a pizza. And they're like, Nicole, you're crazy. And I'm like, no, you're crazy. And then I literally threw a parka over it and just kind of waddled my way the ticket guy, and like I'm like, I'm like, David, give him my ticket, and he's like, okay. So I gave him the ticket, and then I just went zoop, and then I started passing pizza out.
I'm so glad that you didn't invite me to that movie with you and Trevor.
Would you be so embarrassed?
I would be mortified. Now.
I was mortified too. You need to know that about me. I was.
But
a
why
bit
did you do it? You
I was hungry.
There's better options. Nicole, get a hot dog.
I want
get
a
pizza. Hot dog in the movie theater.
I'm not that kind of person. I told you that. I'm a kind of person that sneaks in the pizza.
I will only sneak in burritos. That is the only thing because it's discreet and I can shove it up my jorts leg and it looks natural.
Josh, we've heard what you and I have to say. Now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling around there in the Twitterverse. It's time for a segment we call
Opinions Are Like Casserole!
Whoa, you hit the brown note on that one. I pooed my pants. I didn't actually. I would disclose that to you if I had. I haven't done that.
We have a code.
It's been
we
a while.
Have a code name.
When we ate 3 pounds of goat together, I was getting close. Because it was also like 6 beers and a lot of spicy broth.
I took the hardest nap of my life. I was also wearing a denim jumpsuit and I wanted to.
Nicole shows up to an all-you-can-eat beer and goat stew festival in a denim jumpsuit.
I look like Jennifer Lopez. I loved it.
You're about to be busted out of that. One of the divots is about to just shoot off and kill a horse. It was at a horse racing track, too. Nicole and I bet on the ponies. I won $12 but lost my ticket.
Day. And then Josh was like, no, I won $7. But I'm like, no, you won $12 because
well,
he bet $5.
On.
No, but you won tell the people you won $12.
At Michael Parks 1 says, Keebler Club crackers are the superior cracker over saltines and Ritz.
I love Keebler crackers. I love these.
Yeah, we've been saying this for a while. We've been waiting to finally find somebody whose opinion matches ours.
Yes.
And like Willy Wonka and the Golden Ticket, Michael Parks, you now get invited over to Nicole's house for Shabbat. And that's how it works, because this is the best opinion.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
And it's so true. Keebler Club crackers,
they really are delicious.
All the structure of a saltine, all the butteriness of a Ritz, and then the sexy elves who make it just
yeah.
put it over the top.
And they like exist in your upper gums for later.
Yes. What is the sexuality of the elves?
Does it matter to you?
No, it doesn't.
Why does the sexuality of other people even matter to you?
It doesn't. They're
Josh,
not people,
stop
they're
being
elves.
Weird.
I'm just saying, no, I'm just...
Elves are people. People
I know,
are elves.
No, I'm not saying
elves
matters.
Elves are people. People
I'm,
are elves. Daniel Bobby 24 says apples are simply sky potatoes and potatoes are little more than savory dirt apples. They are interchangeable in every culinary application from potato pies to apple fries. Huh.
Was this written in iambic pentameter?
Apples
are simply sweet sky potatoes and potatoes are little more than savory dirt apples. They are interchangeable in every culinary application from potato pies to apple fries. Yeah, yeah. That's iambic. I don't know what iambic pentameter is. I'm not going to BS you over really here.
I don't think this is true.
I mean, if you look at the French etymology, you know, pomme de terre.
I get that.
Potatoes, dirt apples.
I understand that.
Sweet sky potatoes. They grow in trees.
One time that we did a test in middle school where we had to plug our nose and eat a potato, an apple, an onion, and one other thing to say, oh, like, these are your senses that are heightened. These are your senses that whatever. And I told the difference through all of them because I'm just built different. But some of the kids couldn't tell the difference between potato, apple, and onion. And there was another one, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, kids are stupid. They're dumb. They're not formed yet. Yeah, their brains are like a walnut.
Whatever. But I mean, I think there's too much sugar in apples for some applications.
Yeah,
be changed between potatoes.
I've had like battered apple fries. They're just fine. But then the hot apple juice that explodes out of it's not great.
Uh-huh.
That said, I do really want to make a white potato pie. People will make sweet potato pies. Why not just a normal potato pie?
Isn't there a Japanese white potato? Mountain yam? It's quite delicious.
Yeah, I don't know if is mountain yam a potato? I don't think it's a potato.
It's not? Okay, then I'll just shut up.
But I like this. At oddball715, avocado English muffins are better than avocado toast. Avocado toast, a great morning dish.
Totally. Great afternoon dish.
English muffins, to me, they're the best morning bread.
You think so?
I think so. I'm into this. I eat this quite often. The other day in the kitchen, I just toasted an English muffin, shoved a whole half an avocado in it.
You did.
A little lemon salt, and ate it like a sandwich.
Yeah, sometimes it hits the spot really, really good. I love a good English muffin. Again, the cookery of an English muffin always trips me out because it's so cool. You cook it on a grill top whenever it looks like it was baked in an oven. I think it's brilliant. Yeah, more people need to make homemade English muffins.
And then British people get mad at you when you say that English muffins and crumpets are
the same thing.
They're
similar, not the same.
It was invented in...
We already talked about this.
All right.
James Mass Lover 13. Instant mashed potatoes with sliced pickles. Spoon of potatoes with a single pickle slice on it on top. Juxtaposition of temperatures, textures, flavors. It's so good. I believe you that it's good, and I believe that they have juxtaposition. And I think it's important that you recognize that. There's something about wet pickle and like creamy tater doesn't really do it for me.
Sorry, I'm looking something up.
What are you looking up?
Yeah, okay, so there's this dish. It's called, a Yunnanese dish from China.
Uh-huh.
Where they like, you know, if you put potatoes in a food processor, they get gummy.
Sure.
And a lot of people say they don't want that. They want a creamy mashed potato. But there's a dish from Yunnan where they pound the potatoes to increase that gumminess.
Oh, interesting.
To turn it into like is it fufu?
Oh, similar. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Fufu is like fufu, the African pounded yam.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you like pinch it off and eat it with your hands.
Sure.
I want to do that with Yunnanese pounded potatoes and pickles.
Okay, do it.
Yeah.
What's stopping you?
I don't know.
Nothing's stopping you. I'm not stopping you. You're stopping yourself.
I like the idea. I love the idea of eating, like pinching off a piece of fufu, eating some stew with it, maybe some pickles, some hot sauce, stuff like that. I love the idea of doing that with straight up potatoes. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think the creamy mash... And the fact that it's, like, instant mash trips me up because those are, like, dry. But I think the, like, sliminess and the ability to pick it up the way that you're describing sounds pretty good.
Instant mashed potatoes are nice, though.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with them.
Get a real smooth consistency on them.
Yeah.
All right. At I am M. Castro, the best consistency for a gummy candy is slightly stale, not squishy, not concrete, and it doesn't disintegrate upon the first chew. Yes, even though... I've long abstained from gummy candies due to my soft-teethedness.
Mm-hmm.
I get this from Circus Peanuts and Peeps.
Ew, Circus Peanuts.
Circus Peanuts are the single... If they had those in movie theaters, it'd be the only movie theater snack I would ever need.
Ew, are they banana-flavored marshmallows?
I don't know that they're
frickin' gross.
Banana-flavored or marshmallow. But it's kind of like a marshmallow. They just took corn syrup and like added air to it somehow.
Whatever it is.
And that was chewy corn syrup.
Yeah, whatever it is, I just can't wrap my head. Why are they orange? They look like styrofoam.
Okay, this is saying that Circus Peanuts are produced year-round and available in vanilla, lemon, cherry, and banana.
Yeah, the orange ones are banana.
The orange ones are banana flavor. I love banana-flavored foods.
I don't agree, but
it's like gasoline.
But let me tell you, I do love a Sour Patch Kid that's been out for about a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta air dry them.
Yeah,
like
I agree.
Peking duck.
Yummy Little Loca says the Colombian hot chocolate with the melted cheese is underrated and delicious. Correct. It is incredible. I've had it. There's a Colombian place in Pasadena, and they have incredible, incredible stuff, like some of the best Colombian food I've had. And they have this, and I eat it up, and it's great. I dip some bread in it because I'm an OG. It's good.
Yeah, what's that place called? They do the cachapas.
I don't know. Amara?
Is that what it's called?
I think it's called Amara.
Yeah. That place rules. They do the cachapas are like a really like thin corn pancake.
Mm-hmm, with
they
cheese fill it inside. The cheese.
Oh my God. Dude.
Yeah,
oh,
sick.
Colombian food, yo. Gotta do it. I've never had the hot chocolate with the melted cheese.
Really good.
It's good?
Man. Yeah. Sometimes I think people might dip. I dipped bread in it because I saw someone dipping bread in it, but I think they dip their coffee with bread.
What kind of cheese is it?
It's like a stretchy mozzarella, salty, cheddar-y situation. Really good.
Nice.
I like it.
I love, what's that? I think it's Finnish, the bread cheese they call it. Justolepa.
Justolepa,
I think it's called.
Justolepa.
And they put it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they like put that in the coffee, like the sweetened.
My brother introduced me to that stuff. So good.
Yo, cheese and hot sweet beverages. Gimme.
Yep, all about it.
At Barnhart Ryan 97, blue cheese is my guilty pleasure. I'll have it on basically anything. When I was a child, I dipped my fluffernutter in blue cheese and it was amazing. Why guilty, man? Get the guilt out of blue cheese. Blue cheese dressing is an absolute marvel of this earth. It should be put on more things. Fluffernutter sandwich?
Not so much.
I'd put mayonnaise on a fluffernutter, I'll tell you that.
That makes sense. Mayo and peanut butter are classic topping for a burger called the Goober Burger, so why not in a fluffernutter?
Very southern thing. I agree with that. Blue cheese is a majority mayonnaise.
Let me tell you what blue cheese is. It's one of those things where you have it for like 2 weeks and then you immediately stop because the thought of blue cheese makes you want to barf. That's how blue cheese is for me.
Yeah.
It's one of those foods. You know what I mean?
I get that.
Yeah. It doesn't do it for me.
I went to a bar I went to a bar on Sunday to watch a college basketball game. But I wasn't there to drink. I was just there to hang and watch, and I was, you know, kind of nursing a hangover.
Okay.
And I just got a wedge salad from the bar.
How good was it? Ice cold?
Oh, so cold.
Slap you in the face.
Oh, so much blue cheese on it. And it was just like, it was a study in blue cheese and crisp iceberg lettuce.
Yum.
And I was in heaven.
Eric Takes Photo says, everything bagel seasoning is American furikake. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Wow, you're right.
For anyone who doesn't know, furikake is, it's Japanese.
Seaweed.
It's like seaweed and a little bit of sugar, typically a little bit of MSG and like toasted sesame. And you'll put it on rice. It's really big in Hawaii. Really fantastic. Everything bagel seasoning. What's typically in it? It's onion, garlic,
sometimes poppy seeds.
Poppy and sesame.
Yeah. Maybe,
and then salt.
Yeah, maybe they'll throw in a coriander or some weird. Oh, what's the one? Caraway?
Caraway. I've seen caraway in it sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
But I think it's like mainly that core five. Yeah, that's American furikake. You put that on rice. It's probably really good.
It's probably really good.
Wait, I've never just put. I have white rice at home. I have everything bagel seasoning at home.
Do it. What's stopping you?
I'll report back. Nothing, Nicole. My own inhibitions. But get me a little saucy and those go downhill. All right, add Brandon Y. My favorite way to eat a standard pot sticker or dumpling is to eat the filling and wrapper separately in that order. Turns it almost into a weird dipping pasta with small meatballs. Okay. This draws disdain from both their Chinese family as well as non-Chinese friends. I love this, that it's bridging gaps between communities.
Yeah, hate does that.
Both his Chinese family and non-Chinese friends hate him for doing this. And I think that's what food's about, bringing people together.
I think this is something that was done in childhood and has progressed into older age. This is like people that take the skin off their chicken nuggets.
Same exact
thing. It's a very childish, probably, you know, your inner child is speaking to you to get out and do more of the things you love, my friend.
I like what he's doing, though. Hold on, and I'll tell you why.
It sounds good.
Because then you get the dumpling wrapper, which, like, if you look at the ingredients, very similar to pasta, right? Mm-hmm. You get, like, a meat-scented pasta, which I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that. He's getting the delicious meat stink on the pasta, and then you get to dip that, you know, in a little. It's like the same as, it's a spaghetti and meatballs experience.
Uh-huh. What he, you know, what this person can do is just cook the dumpling wrappers in like a broth, and the same thing happens.
I wonder if you just took like dumpling wrappers and simply boiled them, and then you took the filling that would have been in a dumpling wrapper, shumai, what have you, xiaolongbao, and you just turn that into meatballs, and then you just sauced the whole plate.
With the liquid?
Yeah. Do you think that'd be a good experience?
Yes.
Probably worse than dumplings, I'd say.
I'd eat the hell out of it, though. I'd eat the hell out of the dumplings, and I'd eat the hell out of that. Persistent Life says, 70-30 Coke and orange juice. I can't even say it. 70-30 Coke and orange juice mix is just the best kind of orange soda. Go full pulp. I can't even say it. Go full pulp for the ultimate drinking experience. No!
This is pretty wild.
No!
Uh-huh.
I don't want it! full pulp. You never go full pulp.
Yeah, I don't love to chew my juice.
I do love a little
pulp. It feels hairy.
I like it.
You ever get like an extra hairy peach skin?
Yeah, it's good.
Like, ooh, this is, you know, like it's an acquired taste that, you know, for some, and that's not to put it on to say, like, it's, there's no like larger societal. All right, @MME_Morrison, new Cheetos pitch, buttery cinnamon and sugar, same finger dust experience, but make it a sweet time. They already did it. They were called Sweetos.
Yeah, keep up with the times, homie.
They were pretty unsuccessful. MME Morrison, your idea is bunk.
I mean, you can do it at home. Probably tastes better.
I also, to be fair, I also think it's a good idea, and I would like to. I just want breakfast cereal that's very large.
Hmm.
I want Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but that is like the shape of Doritos and the size, and then I can just eat it for snacks.
They should just come out with Sweetoritos.
Sweetoritos?
Yeah.
If
you're welcome.
Sweetos didn't work, Sweetoritos surely will.
You're welcome, Doritos. Olive Jade's 17 says peanut butter, salt, and vinegar chips, Miss Vicky's brand, and honey all put between two slices of soft white bread is an amazing sandwich. I believe you.
You know what, Nicole? That sounds like an amazing sandwich, but you know what's an amazing podcast?
What's that?
Is Ear Biscuits.
Oh, I love Ear Biscuits.
I love it. It's two lifelong friends, Rhett and Link. Ever heard of them?
Mm-hmm. They're responsible for our money.
And they talk about all kinds of things.
It's
they
really
talk
sweet.
About life. They talk about love. One episode they talked about whether or not they sexually experimented with each other.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it a lot. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
They get into it, and you should too.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the sandwich we were talking about. I would eat the heck out of this.
I love me a good chip sandwich. I love me a good peanut butter and honey sandwich.
I have to tell you, I had a chip sandwich today.
What kind?
I had a bagel, and then I put cream cheese, and I put chips in it.
What kind of chips?
Sour cream and onion ruffles.
Ooh, that's a nice time. I like really the good. Sweet. I like the fattiness of the peanut butter, sweetness of the honey.
Yeah.
And then just that crunchy, sour, just punch of salt.
Sounds
this
delicious.
Sounds delightful. I would like to. Do we have the capability to make this right now?
Yeah. I don't like salt and vinegar chips. I would probably do another chip, but that's just me.
Ooh, even some jalapeno chips in there.
Ooh, Miss Vicky's jalapeno.
Ooh,
oh yeah.
Hot and bother over these jalapeno chips, dude. I used to get those at the Togo's when we'd sneak off campus at school.
I used to get it at Subway.
Poor man's Togo's. Togo's is a regional sandwich chain from Southern California.
Never had it.
Yeah, no one has had it ever. It's just fun.
No subs.
Booked and Boozy, flaming hot Cheetos dipped in mustard Kraft mac and cheese with sriracha ketchup. This is American goulash at its finest.
Didn't we read something similar to this recently?
Yeah.
I think we did.
This is like, what is it, convergent evolution?
I guess. You know? I guess people like hot Cheetos and mustard.
Yeah. But this with the Kraft mac and cheese and sriracha ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Cuts through it.
That cuts through it. The creaminess, the sweetness. This is every single flavor, Nicole, all in one bowl, all for one experience. And it's beautiful.
Nice. Agreed. Last one. Okay, Maddie Abbey says, my mom likes PB&Js with ketchup, but says it only works with grape jelly. Yeah, probably.
Why not strawberry?
Just, it doesn't. It's red.
I guess.
It's
red,
Josh.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, I get it. I get it. No, I'm seeing where this comes through. So, like, ketchup has, like, more kind of, like, wintry flavors that, to me, do worse with pure acid, do better with sweetness. Strawberry jelly has more acid than grape jelly. Grape jelly, higher sugar content. Ipso facto. Your mom is wise, Abby. Should listen to her. And on that note, thank you for listening to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich. If you want to hear more from us here in the Mythical Kitchen, we got new episodes for you every Wednesday.
If you want to be featured on Opinions Are Like Casseroles, you can hit us up on Twitter at Mythical Chef or @Hendizada with the hashtag Opinion Casserole.
And for more Mythical Kitchen, check us out on YouTube where we launch new videos every week.
And of course, if you want to share pictures of your dishes, hit us up on Instagram at Mythical Kitchen.
See y'all next time.